been through a lot with Coach McAdoo. He was the offensive coordinator most of my time here. Definitely a tough situation. I realize from the organization standpoint, 2-10, but that's on everybody in this building. That's not just on one man, and it's an unfortunate situation. And the more I've been in this business, the more I see how much of a business it is, and I realize things like that happen. I just wish we could have, won some more games for him.
What was your reaction today to see Eli back out there?
It's great to see 10 out there. I feel bad for Gino too. He didn't ask to get put in this situation, and a lot of disrespect and hate were thrown his way, and it's just uncalled for. So if I can I get everyone wants to support Eli, but supporting one man to put another man down is just not the way to do it. At the end of the day, things in the building and the competition will work itself out, and obviously Eli quarterback, and obviously he's been the only quarterback, and I've obviously supported him throughout. I just hate to see everyone bash another guy for a coach making a decision to put him in the game.
How did you think Eli handled the whole thing, though, over the last 9 days?
Like a pro, like Eli Manning. Obviously I'm proud to call him a teammate. I'm proud to be associated with, the way he handles himself. And like I said last week, when he was, backing up and he came over to me and was asking about the offensive line, how we could help the offensive line be better. Just the type of guy he is, and obviously he wants to be the quarterback. And I said, he's not done playing. And a week later, I'm a prophecy.
What stuck out to you about what Coach Spagnuolo had said to the team today and the way he addressed everyone?
Just focus on getting one win. Right now, all we can focus in on is the short term, going out and getting a win against Dallas. We have all three of our division opponents back at home. So go out and get a win against Dallas and go from there. Because really, there's a lot up in the air when you have an interim coach, interim GM. We know changes are looming. We have to go out there and stick together. There's so much adversity. Pulls us closer, and we got to be on our best.
What could be different, though, about getting a defensive-minded guy as your lead voice now? Especially because, the defense knows him well. Now this is kind of a new voice for him.
Yeah, it was kind of, tables have turned because we had McAdoo as our offensive coordinator, then he became the head coach, and now the defensive coordinator becomes the head coach. I haven't really talked to Spags that much. And yesterday I sat in his office and I talked with him just to kind of get a feel for what, he wanted to get a feel for me, the offensive side of the ball and how things have been going and whatnot. And it's refreshing to see how he sees it and what he wants to do going forward. The schedule, a lot of it kind of resembles what we did with Coach Coughlin. So I was used to most of the things.
What's it like to have so much uncertainty within the organization when you obviously are facing some uncertainty this offseason?
You guys good?
Yeah.
sorry, say it again.
Just, with your face and uncertainty in the offseason, but now there's so much within the franchise, how does that affect you?
I'm actually in a good spot. I kind of get to sit back and see everything unfold, and I guess that's what happens when you're a looming free agent. You have the ability to, see what's going on and see what's in front of you and see what your options are. I've never had that in my life. It's always been, this is where you're going, this is what you're doing. I mean, even in college, I wasn't highly recruited, so I never got to choose what situation I put myself in.
Two questions. How are you for this weekend? You good?
I'm feeling good. Went out there to practice today. We're going to see how it's kind of progressing as the week goes. We built off of last week, and that's good, but we kind of have to keep pushing it and making sure I'm at a level where I can play.
The second question is, when Eli got in the huddle for the first time, it looked like some of the linemen may have been giving him a little grief.
Yeah, we reintroduced ourselves to him, especially me. I've been out for a little while, so I wanted to go and tell, let him know who I was. Even though we shared the scout team huddle last week, it was good to see 10 in there. Like I said, he's been my quarterback ever since I got into the league. He was the first call I got after Coughlin, and after they drafted me, the first call I got was Eli Manning. So obviously it's a tough situation, but I'm happy to see 10 out there.